Okay.
So we were thinking about the suffering of seeking things that we desire, not finding them. Okay. Yeah, because I think that in this part, that this is the one of the worst suffering of the in the human realm, that the what we desire is something and what we don't get it. So we always feel very soft. So in the in this generally in this the world in the samsara, there are a lot of the different of the sufferings. But the, here it talks about the one of the suffering, one of the different suffering. So generally, people when we desire, when the people desire something as of you who cannot get it, they give some many different names. Some call it the unlucky. Some call it the unsuccessful. But from
So
one point of view, it's called a one type of the suffering which faces by the every human. So in this part, there are very one thing you can see that the one thing very clearly it mentioned a very interesting thing in this part. So it says that this is suffering from the heat to the cold, from the ignoring the heat to the cold, and every you can see that in the Liberation of Palm, no, page number 488. So now the point is that here, you know, what we have to do is that, so in this point, so that's why in the government you can say that some may think that the landowners are happy because they possess the force of affluence, but they have not transited the suffering either. Can you see that? Yeah.
So which part, Imogen? Is it the second
Second,
paragraph?
yeah,
Yes,
second
Imogen.
paragraph. Yeah. Now you can see the general the suffering of the what we could not achieve the what we are desiring. Yeah. So this is the one type of the suffering. So generally in the human's life, so we have the lot of the desire to achieve. So sometimes we're having a lot of the desire, but we cannot accomplish that our desire. So that makes the one suffering. As I told you before, so whenever you desire something and when you have not got it, people give it the different names. Some it's called the unlucky, some it's called the unsuccessful. Lumbering point of view, it is saying the one type of the suffering. It is the type of the suffering you can see. It's a general suffering of the every humans. Okay, so that's why there is no point of the blaming yourself as you are unlucky. Yeah, generally people they will blame themselves when they want something as when they could not get it. They blame themselves that they call themselves unlucky. But in the reality, this is the one of the suffering where when we are having the some sort of. This is a one type of the general suffering of the samsara. This is not only happening to the one or two person. It happens to the everyone. So that's why now that's why I just remember the one incident. One incident that I was coming from the Varanasi to the just maybe 10 days back coming from the Varanasi to the Nepal by the flight in flight. So in flight one what happened is there is one old lady while she was going to the restroom, she just fell down. Fell down just front of my eyesight, just maybe the few steps ahead of me. Lack of the oxygen and the release, she just collapsed on the ground. So then, what happened is just like then when I saw that, so her host, the face color and all the complexion started to change. It became very whitish. I was so scared. Not only me, everyone in the flight they got scared and the air hostess and they all are running and they're giving her the oxygens and this. I mean that's a quite I mean the scary moments. So that's time. So then I just closed my eyes. I was praying for the merit field. I pray the merit field and I say the merit field, you all the praying for the merit field and asking to save the whole life. After praying that, I just prayed the one more thing at the merit field and I just prayed and I just say to the merit field that you knows the all the Buddhas and the Gurus, you knows that the merit field. Whenever I pray for it, I never ask up till now something for the myself. I never ask. So I'm always ask for the something for the others. So at last, I just feel that. And I prayed the merit field, I said the merit field that I never ask you anything for the myself up till now. So everything I ask and I pray for the all the sake of the others. So that is also one type of the desire. Now I'm asking the prayer for the save the life of the dead old lady. I don't know the I don't know the that old lady where is she from or the what she does. I have no idea. But that is also one type of the desire. And I'm asking the merit field to save the her life. This is the one type of the desire. One type of the desire, maybe one person asks, he or she might have the desire to achieve the win the lottery. That is also one type of the desire. But the thing is very strange that both these types of the desire can be fulfilled or cannot be fulfilled. I prayed that time for the merit field for the save of the dead life. Maybe it can be fulfilled, it cannot be fulfilled. Someone just wishes for gain the desire to win the lottery. That desire can be fulfilled or cannot be fulfilled. So, these two desires. These two desires can one the desire for the safe of the welfare of the others, one the desire for the welfare of the self. They are the two types of desires always comes in the human's mind. But the more desire is related with the self issues, what becomes in the human's mind. But the thing is, but this is the thing is a very different that the, this is the one thing is a very strange thing is that that the, when you desire something for the sake of the welfare, when that desire fulfilled, happiness, what we will gain, that will remain very long. Example, after the praying for the 10 or 15 minutes later, that old lady started to breathe. I was so happy. Still, when I ever think that incident, I feel the happy. That's the desire will, that's the happiness will remain very long. The which you desire something for the safe welfare of the benefits of the others, when that fulfilled, it will remain very long. Just like that, old lady, what, now after the 10 minutes, when I'm closing my eyes, praying, what I saw after that, she started to break. That I'm seeing is very happy. So still I feel happy when I think of that incidence. But still I don't know who that old lady. Yeah. So Jade, so something what you desire for the welfare of the others, that desire when you, it fulfilled, that the joy that will remain very long. Something what you desire for the yourself, example, for the getting the to win the lottery, when you are that desire fulfilled, that joy will not remain that long. Maybe 1 or 2 days. That is a very strange thing. But it's happening in our life, but still we are not able to know it. The two types of the joy. One, the desire which you fulfilled, the desire for the self-desire. One, you desire for the welfare of the others. They're the two types of the desire. When both of desire, when you are fulfilled, you will get the happiness, you will get the joy. But the happiness which fulfilled by the desire for the someone else, that will remain longer, okay? Sometimes, yeah, so that's why. So in the merit field of the prayer, I never asked for something for the Buddha, that for the myself. I never asked and I never prayed for myself. So my point is that, my point is very clear that now there's the desire, no? My desire, there's a two types of the desires. So one here, it's talking of the, when you have the desires and you cannot achieve, you cannot fulfill that desire, you will get the one suffering. When you have the something desire, when you have the something desire, when you can fulfill that desire, you will get the joy. But the, when you have the something desire for the thinking only for the yourself, when you have that type of the desire and fulfill that, that joy will remain a very short, not long. When you desire for the something for the welfare of the others, when you can fulfill that the desire, that joy will remain the longer. That's the big difference. Yeah. So that's why people always we always try to feel the happy to seek the something that the only thinking of the ourself. That's what all the people used to do. That all the people, what they, if you look at your own desire, if you try to see the how many, if you look at an example, if you're having the 5 desire, more maybe 3 desire related with the your own issue. So that's why the Buddha have the desire which related the thinking, the welfare of the others, not for the self issue. So that's why one time Buddha was baking the food and he didn't get any food. One of the poor person offered him with the food which you used to give to the horse. So he just was eating that food. So his old student get very surprised and shocked. And asking the Buddha, we feel very sad to see you eating the food which the people gives to the horse. So that's why Buddha was baking the food and he had no any desire for the self. He was just whatever he had the desire for the welfare of the others. That's a totally different state of the mind. So there is a one priest died and he was born in heaven.
Excuse me. There is one priest.
Priest, you know, priest. One old monk, okay?
Yeah.
One monk, priest, priest. Yeah. So when he was entering the gate of the heaven, all the angels become a very lavish welcome him. So they bring the drums and all these musical instruments and all, they welcome him the very, very magnificent way when he was entering the gate of the heaven. So while he was entering that, so they was giving a very, very magnificent welcome him when he was entering the gate. All the angels and all these gods, they welcome him very much when he was entering the gate of the heaven. He was completely surprised and asked, do you always the welcome monks like that when they always enter the gate of the heaven? So one angel told, not really, we don't do like that all the time. Because we did it for you, because you are the first monks who entering the gate of heaven. Then he was quite surprised. Then the angels are telling him, the continuing himself, You are the first, because most of the monks and most of the people who are born in the heaven, when they look inside of the gate of the heaven, when they see the heaven, no electricity, no hot shower, nothing, they will all go back, turn back. So you are the only the first monk who entering the gate of the heaven. So we welcome you very magnificently. So when you're having this lot of the self-desire, even you born in the heaven, you cannot survive the more than the one day. That's why lots of people are turning back. From the seeing inside of the heaven gate, there are a lot of the self-desire. Wanted the so many things. So they could not accomplish that in the even also in the heaven. So they cannot find the happiness also in the heaven. Yeah, so that's the difference, is that when you do something for the sake of the others, and when you do something sake of the yourself, there's a big difference with doing these two things. Yeah. So that's why you can see that here it's talk about the achieving, no? So that's why you can see in the liberation poem, it talks about the suffering that which we cannot achieve. When you're having the desire, that's the one type of the suffering. Also, we have to know that the one type of the happiness we can gain when we achieve the something what we desire. So that's why important is that the duration of the happiness, how we can increase the duration of the happiness, or how we can shorten the suffering, that's the most important. When we know that how we can increase the duration of the happiness, when we know that how can we shorten the sufferings or the unhappiness, then it's called really the Dharma practice. Then if you can do it, then you really are success in the Dharma practice. Can you see the one in Liberation Palm? Can you see the one verses? Can you see the one verses that I think it's Arya Deva, 400 verses. The high have the mental suffering, ordinary have the physical suffering. These two suffering conquer the world every single day. So it is something like that. So you have to know that it is something like that. The high have the mental suffering, but generally in this world, they are the two types of the suffering, physical suffering and the mental sufferings. This is always gives us the challenging or the always give us a very hard time in our day-to-day life. So I remember the one thing, one incident. I remember the one incident that generally, then the peoples, when they have any of the physical difficulties or the mental difficulties, no, the two types, these two are the very related, inter-related. So that's why I saw the one of the interview with the one of the Tibetan, one of the old person. In his, he is one Tibetan social activist. So a lot of, he do the social works. So he told the one thing I saw in the interview. So he said the one thing someone asked him that, do you have any problems? So he told that he don't have any problems. He don't have any problems. So that is his problem. His problem is that not having the problem is his problem. So this time in the Tibetan Central University, I told the one thing about him. Then I told him that I see the one more problem in him. He says that he is not having the problem is his problem, but I see one more problem in for him. I see that the not having the solution to the overcome that problem, it's the one other problem for him. So that's why now even you can see that the mental suffering, fine. Physical suffering, fine. Once we are not having the solution to the overcome the this all suffering, that is the one suffering. That is a suffering which must not mention in the Lamrim, okay? That is a suffering, okay? I think in Lamrim they have mentioned the many suffering, but they have not mentioned that this suffering. I always see that this suffering is the worst suffering. When you are having the mental suffering, physical suffering, whatever. When you have no solution for it, then that is the worst suffering. So that's why Buddhism always talks about the suffering. Also, not only the tribal suffering, also it talks about the solutions. But the solution, sometimes the people could not get the solution very rightly. That's again another problem, okay? So there is one person, he went to the doctor place. So he just explained some of his physical illness to the doctor. The doctor told him that you need, that is nothing big things, you need a physical exercise. So the doctor told that you need the one of the exercise. So that's why you have to run the 10 kilometers per day, 10 kilometers per day up till 1 week. So you have to run 10 kilometers per day up till 1 week. Then after 1 week, doctor asked him, call him. So after seven days, that person called the doctor. Then doctor asked him, how's now you are feeling? That person said, now he's feeling much better. So then the doctor asked the second question, where you are calling from? Doctor asked him where you are calling from. That patient told him, now I'm calling from the small village, which is 70 kilometers far from my home. So doctor gave the solution, but the person got it the very wrong way solution, isn't it? Doctor told him to run the 10 kilometers per day, but he just went to the 10 kilometer, 10 kilometer, then he just ran the 70 kilometers from the his own home. But doctor gave the solution, but he got the solution very wrongly. Something like that. The Buddha's always here, he talks about the suffering, and the Lamrim also he talks about the solution. Whether you get the suffering properly or not, that's not important. You have to get the solution very rightly. That's the most important. Here now you can see that in this verses is talk about the high have the mental suffering, ordinary have the physical suffering, two sufferings conquer the world. So the world is generally conquer the world. In the Buddhism point of view, they are world is lot of the full of the sufferings, but also as I told them before, they are the thousands of the way to overcome the suffering. They are the millions of the way to the subdue the suffering. They are the millions of the way which can decrease the suffering. Only thing is that we have to get the right one. But the people mind is a very strange. When you have any difficulty or the challenges or the sufferings, people will only try to find the solution. But they will try to find the fast solution, not the right solution. They will try to find the fastest one. Easiest, that's the thing, yeah. So that's why easiest and the fastest, that's a humans always like. That's why lottery business always go very well. Because the humans always try to find the easiest and the fastest solution. They like this very much. So that's why the lottery business always go very well. One time, someone just offered me, gave me the one lottery. They buy the lottery and they just gave me, I think price is something around $100,000 or something like that. That lottery price, okay? So something like that. They just gave me the lottery. So which is going to draw after 2 or 3 days later. So they just give me as a gift at the lottery.
The lottery is $100,000. Yeah.
No. You didn't get it. The lottery price, sorry. Lottery price is something like a $100,000 lottery price, which is going to draw after 3 or 4 days later when the person gave me that lottery. The person gave me a lottery as a gift. The price is around $100,000 or something like that. Yeah. So that person asked me the one question and told me that, Rumichi, if you win that lottery price, 100,000, what will you do? He asked me quite seriously, no? So just casual talking, seriously. Then I told, if I win that $100,000 money, I will run away. I will stop all the teachings and all this giving. I will run away. that time I was not laughing. I talked the very serious way. I told them. That person was so shocked. So he was, still he was very unsure that whether to give me the lottery or not to give lottery. So lottery is already given in my table. Now, when I give this answer is a not laughing general way, he still cannot take his hand out of the lottery. He was still catching the lottery. Okay, so that's why my point is the lottery business goes up because the people always find the easiest and the fastest with the solution. So that's why the Dhamma is all the solution. That's something, don't think that it's a fastest solution. There are some of the challenges really we have to deal with the quite a long time. So people, because the people, when they started the practice of the Dhamma, they want to become the Buddha in a few years. It is impossible. For Buddha, it took the 6 years. Very strongly, he practiced the 6 years. It took the 6 years to Buddha to become the Buddha. Milarepa, by at least 14 years, it took to him to become the Buddha. So in the 2 or 3 years like this way, it's not like possible to become the Buddha. But still, when we practice, we will getting better and better. We will become more closer to the Buddhahood. That we have to think. So now you can see under that layer, then you can see the paragraph, not paragraph. In the other world, you made the great king of the country, but still you suffer, you carry the burden of the country suffering because the country disputes are the unpleasant topic. So you can see after that, no? Okay, now after that, then now here or Lamrim, it talks about the suffering, different type of the suffering, because the Lamrim talks of the suffering, because the main reason of talking the suffering, it shows the nature of the samsara. Nature of the samsara, there it's a full of the suffering. It shows the nature of the samsara. So as I told you, a few times that the nature from the Buddhism point of view, the teaching to the first thing is the teaching the acceptance of the suffering. We have to accept that the reality, accept the suffering. Most of the people could not accept the suffering. That is the one of the worst thing to challenge. Then this is the one of the worst thing that they cannot challenge the suffering at all. First, we have to accept the suffering. Okay, so that's why you can see that in the Lamrim in talks. So you can see that even they talks about the different type of the in the page number. Now you can see that the page number 450. Now they talk about our living place, maybe the unsatisfactory, and they may be the various other things are wrong. we have the no furniture, the friend or so on, whatever we have at the best place, you can see that in page number 450.
Yes, much.
So that's why it talks about, now it's in the second paragraph, it's still that the, whenever you enjoy, even the tea, it's the enjoyment of the suffering. Whenever you stay, even in the monastery, it's the place of the suffering. Can you see that?
Yes, Shumshi.
So that's the general thing, is that something like that, the people's mindset is a very strange. When you feel the unhappy with the one place, you will try to go to the other place to find the happy. So people come to the India and it says that it's a very happy. India is a very happy. But the India people who stay in India, when they go to the other place, they will say other place is a very happy. So that's why even the liberation palm said that even in the monastery, it's a place of the suffering. That's a very well said. When you cannot train your mind, wherever you stay, it's a place of the suffering, even in the monastery, even in the out of the monastery, even in the wherever you stay, that's a place of suffering. So this is something like showing that it's a suffering and it's a place of the suffering. So when you cannot train your mind, wherever you stay, it's a place of suffering. When you can train your mind, wherever you stay, that's the place of the happiness. So that's why it's up to the you, how you make it your mind. So when you can you make your mind, every place, wherever you stay, that's the place of the happiness. So English, there is a one saying, I like that saying, wherever I lay my head, that is my home. So Tibetan, we have the one saying, wherever you feel happy, that is your home. So that's why it's something like that. What we have to know is that, yeah. Something like that we have to know. It's in the liberation palm, as it said. No, liberation palm, it said that whenever you stay in the monastery, it's a place of the suffering. Can you see that it's a place of suffering? Because it said the place of the suffering, because when you are not happy, when you are not fulfilled, that the place wherever you sit, it's a place of the suffering. Yeah. So that's why now you can see that in the second paragraph, it said that when we stay in the monastery, we are unhappy. We will go to another, to hoping it will get better and better. Can you see that? In the second paragraph.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
so that's why that is saying that actually the human's minds, whenever human's mind, how they think is a very strange way. How they think is a very strange way, that they will not try to see that some source of the happiness and the source of the unhappiness is coming from the inside. They will never look at that point. They will try to find source on the cause from the outside more. So that's why whenever they seek the happiness, whenever they try to overcome the suffering, they will not look from the inside some methods. They will try to get some external method. There is one very old couple who have never argued more than the 50 years. They live very peacefully, 50 years. People always see them live very peacefully. So they was very surprised, and they asked that the old gentleman, that how is your marriage life? Went very well. Such a 50 years you have not had the argument each other. So that all the village people asked that the old man, that you and your wife lived more than 50 years, lived together to 50 years after marriage, 50 years you have not argued each other. You lived very peacefully. How it went? So that the old man told one thing. It went like that. First thing that how it went is the first when we get married 50 years back, we got married and we went to the one honeymoon in the village. After in another village, we went as a honeymoon. Then on the way, we was riding a horse wagon. You know the horse chariot. We are riding the horse wagon. Then we went to the just as a other village. That gentleman was talking the incidents about the stories of the 50 years back after the marriage, and that they're talking about the incident what happened at the when they went to the honeymoon. So while he there was going in the horse wagon, once over the horse stumbled. Whole stumble and the whole sudden went very well. Whole stumbled. When horse was stumbled, then that old gentleman said that his newly wedding went not very well because the horse is stumbled. That time that his wife shouted and said that that's one. He shouted that that's one. Then again she just shouted and said that the horse that that's one. That is one. Okay, she just said that is one. He said that is one. Okay, she said. After that, again they just went. They just went a few kilometers, and they just went, and now they are just kilometer. Again, the horse stumbled. Horse stumbled as the horse didn't walk. The walk very properly. Then again, the young wife just shouted and said that is two. When the horse stumbled the second time. Yeah. Then they went, and now the horse and that horse wagon reached near the village. Near the village, now again the horse stumbled again. Then what happened is that the now then the bride, the new bride, have just shouted and said, "That is a tree," and she just took the gun from the horse seat, and he just pulled the gun. He just pulled the gun and he just hit the gun on the horse, and he just hold the gun on the horse hat, and took the horse. She just put the bullet through the horse brain. Okay. So then the old gentleman at that time, old gentleman said the one thing. That old gentleman said, at that time, when he was seeing 50 years back, when he saw that incident, and he was so unhappy and so tired, and so he felt like inhuman. And he said that at that time he just shouted at the new bride and said that you cannot do like this. It's so inhuman, so unhuman. So he told that when I stole like that to the new bride turned to him and shouted and say, "That is one." Then he told the since then he keep the silence. Seek him the silence up till 50 years. There's no argument. Since then, he kept the silence. After saying that for his wife, that is one. Since then, he kept the silence for the 50 years, and there's no more argument. Yeah, so something like that in the life, in our practical life, it cannot happen, no? It cannot happen, no? We cannot keep like this silence at all. Even if you keep the silence, that is a no happiness in there. There's no peace inside there. Between these two couples, always a gun is standing between them. That happiness, what we are seeing, that's all couples between the happiness and peace is not a real happiness, not a real peace. So that's why in the practical life, it cannot happen. So in practical life, we have to manage so many things by controlling our mind, not like that way. In the life, we cannot do like that, no? In the life, practical life, we cannot do like that way. So we are talking, that's the life, but there are many challenges I see that, and the difficulty challenges, but sometimes we have to manage it, find the solution. But the people like that, what I told the solution, what that the wife used it, that old wife used it, that it's a solution is a very much unpractical solution. Just saying that is one and that is two. So now here that now he talks about now that this is there up till here. Now we have finished the general suffering of the humans. Now it talks about the thinking, the suffering of the demigods. Okay. So that's a demigod is something like that. Whenever Buddha was giving the teaching, you can see the end of the Heart Sutra. And the gods and the demigods, the old were surrounding the Buddhas. Does that verses have in the Vietnamese Heart Sutra? I'm not very sure, but it's have in the Tibetan Heart Sutra. Yeah. So that's why when the Buddha was giving teaching, a lot of the gods and the demigods and all these of the, I mean, the all the spirits would usually gathered and listen to the Buddha's teaching. That's it's mentioned in the Heart Sutra, end of the Heart Sutra. But one thing is, one question arises. When the Buddha was giving the Heart Sutra teaching, he's speaking a Sanskrit. Do the demigod understand the Sanskrit? Do the demigod understand the English? Do the demigod understand the French? When the Buddha was teaching of the Heart Sutra, he's giving teaching the Heart Sutra in the Sanskrit language. The one question comes, and demigod understand the Sanskrit? Do they understand the English? Do they understand the French language? But the point is very simple, that when the Buddha was giving the teaching, what commonly when he was speaking in the Sanskrit, but whatever peoples comes with the faith and devotion, they can understand their own language, whatever the Buddha gives the answer or what the Buddha give the teachings. So that's why that is one of the Buddha's qualities. Buddha's special quality is that whenever Buddha was giving the teaching, he was might be speaking commonly, he's speaking might be Sanskrit. When the some person who can understand the only the maybe the French language, if that like that person come to the Buddha's teaching, he will get his answer or he will can hear the Buddha's teaching in his own language. If you look at especially in the
Yes,
India,
yes,
there
sir.
are a lot of the different languages. Even if you look at the South India, they might be the five or six different languages. So each these people, they could not understand each other language. South India, when you look at the South India, there will be the five or six different languages. So these people, even the South Indian people, they could not understand each other language. So that is that if you look at the Buddha's time, they will have a lot of the different languages in the India. But the Buddha was mainly when he was giving the teaching, the Heart Sutra, that he given speak in the Sanskrit. But the people who cannot understand the Sanskrit, they can get the demigods, like the demigods, they can understand the Buddha's teaching in their own way, their own language. So that's why in the end of the Heart Sutra, you can see that not only the Dharmic gods, all the other spirits, they also gathered when Buddha was giving the teaching. So that's why scientifically, now they are saying that there is a one vote, scientifically vote, they're called the telecompathy. Telecompathy is communicating each other, not by the vote, communicating each by the mantle. They believe that exist. That's called the telecompathy. Whether Buddha might be doing the telecompathy, who knows? Okay, so now the demigods, okay? Now the demigods, since the demigods, now here talking about the suffering of the demigods. Suffering of the demigods means in this world, samsara, they are the six realms, no? Six, one is a human realm, now it's come the animal realm, now it's come the demigod realms, okay? They are the six realms. So there's why six realms we call the human realm, animal realm, hungry ghost realm, demigod realm, hell realm, then the god realm. So the samsara have there are the six realms. But the, now the one big question comes, the where does the demigod realms exist? That is the one big question. Where does the hell realms exist? So this is something like a big question. So this where does the, that realm exist? So that's why here it talks about the existence. You can see that the place, that they, you can see that the demigods are located at the part of the Mount Meru. Can you see that? So now the second question comes, where is the Mount Meru? So Mount Meru. Meru, this is a Meru is a Sanskrit word. This is the common word sharing between the Buddhists and the Hinduism. This is a common word what they're sharing. This idea is started from the much before than the Buddhism. The Mount Meru idea started the much more than the Buddhism. Because this is, you can see that the Hinduism old text. The old text, they called the old is the Purana. Puran, they call the old text the Puran, which existed before Buddha, this old text, yeah. So that's why here you can say this location idea is what he has mentioning is the Buddhism. There are the many different ideas. Some ideas, some of the Buddhist school, they say that it's located in the Mount Meru, but the, some will not cooperate with the, this idea. Some schools in Buddhism, yeah.
The location of the demigods? Is it
really So you can see that the demigod. So that's one thing is the demigod is that it exists just like a, if you look at a movie like a ring, Lord of the Rings. Some sort of like that. Some school says that demigods and the gods, hells, also we are sharing into this world. But the thing is that the mental state is a difference and the whatever the seeing is whatever we are hearing, they cannot hear it. What they are hearing, we cannot hear it. What they are seeing, we cannot see it. But we are sharing the one world. So that's why mine only school says the one of the very good example. It says that when you look at the cup of the water, for the human, it's a water. For the hungry goats, it's a blood. For the gods, it's a nectar. Even if you look at the one cup of the glass. So in the reality, now when you look from the which perspective, we have to think. When you're looking from the human perspective, it's a water. When you look from the hungry ghost perspective, it's a blood. When you look at the perspective from the gods, it's the nectar. Okay, in this world, when we are before the from the perspective of the human, that this has become the our world, no? So even in this world, we share the also with the hungry ghosts and the, all the hell beings. From their perspective, it's a hell. So here's the one question comes up, why we humans see as a human world in this world, or why the hell being sees as a, this world as a hell? Because they see this world as a hell because of the, their bad karma. We see as a, this as a human world because of our good karma. So that's why the Buddhism, what the, these all the schools, of Buddhist schools, what they are saying, so whatever the mind see, someone else's influence the mind how to see it. So which influence the mind to how to see it, that's just called the karma. So that's why, the, now you can see that and demigods, demigods, you can see the by the nature, they are the great mental sufferings. Demigods, naturally they are the mental suffering because the demigods having a lot of the jealous. These are the mental, is a very much mental affection is a, suffered a lot for the demigod because of the, their karma. That's a Sanskrit, they call the asura. Asura have a many different meanings. One meaning is a non-drinker, also can be the asura. Sura means also called as alcohol, it's called asura. This word stand for the many different meaning. A means a not. It's an, so that's called asura means a non-drinker, also can, this word can also stand like that way also. Also the one is called the demigods, Okay, fine. So So that's why now the you can see the demigods. Demigods also the located part of the, what he's saying, the Mount Meru. This is the some schools of the Buddhists. They do like that, but still now the some school they don't have access to these points. So I always used to say the main purpose of the Buddhism, find the reality, find the truth. To get the reality, you need a more evidence, you need a more proof. So that's why there is no such a strength proof to prove that the Mount Meru is existent.
They have
They have no any proof to prove that. There is no any proof and evidence to prove that the Mount Meru exists, really exists in this world. Yeah. So demigod, what they are reciting is as this world we are sharing with the world, we are sharing this world with the many different realms. So that's why you can see that even they had the glory of the world. So that's now that in the can you see the Nagarjuna later, demigods by nature have the great mental suffering. And they hate the glory of the gods. Through their the disceremony, they will not see the truth for this migration is obscured. Can you see that in the Nagarjuna later? Yeah. So that's why the demigods are something like, the, as I told you before, in this world we are sharing with the many different realms, with the hell beings, or the demigods, or the hungry ghosts, all we are sharing. But the each of the these, these realms, I mean the hell beings and the demigods and the humans, we have the different kind of the karma. So without we are having the different karma, so what we see is very differently. Because as I told you before, the karma influence lots to our mind how to see and what we are seeing. Okay, so that's why demigod, why they are resenting the Mount Meru. This is some of the Buddhist schools. They accept this point, but some schools they don't accept this point. So now in the liberation path, they flew that schools. No, so I follow the other school, mine only school. So I don't accept this point. No, I don't accept this point. I accept the mine only school view. Mine only school view is that it not exists in some specified location. It's that we are sharing all this world. We are all the realms. We are sharing all this world, but the different karma. So what we are seeing in the world. Okay. So now here let's talk about the general sufferings. No, suffering of the how the these of the mind. Sufferings of the demigods. So naturally, they are having a lot of the mental sufferings, the demigods. So that's like that. The suffering of the generally, it's also suffering of the. If you look, the ghosts also, they are carrying a lot of the sufferings because their karma is the because they're born as a ghost because of their bad karma. So bad karma reason they have a lot of the sufferings. Yeah. So that's why it says that. That's why it says that. So it's the all the realms in this all the realms we exist under samsara. So wherever realms we have a bond, there is a samsara, there is a suffering. So that's why it says that among these realms, the human is the best because human we can think the much better than the all these other realms. So maybe today we will stop here. Thank you. Thank you very much.